Sekara. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Thank you. Bahagiamu, bahagiaku pasti berbagi. Tapi kita selalu kecuali tiap kau jatuh hati. Kali ini hampir habis dayaku membuktikan padamu ada cinta yang nyata. Setia hari setiap hari, tak tega biarkan kau sendiri. Meski sering kali kau malah asyik sendiri, karena kau terlihat terkadang malaikat. Tak bersayap, tak cuma gelam, tak rupawan. Namun kasih ini silakan kau adu. Malaikat juga tahu siapa yang jadi juaranya.
Yeah, bands other than reading books, what I mentioned before, for example, music, watching movies, and seminars, small seminar, workshops, even some cooking demo, something like that. So exactly is a place for you to learn, and you can, we see reading in a wider range. It's not only reading the physical books, but you read the people that you are meeting, you can read, you can understand the environment that you live, the earth where we live, so it's bigger than only reading books.
Wow, that is very interesting, yes. So reading is not only about reading books,
that's why we use the word bacha, or means read.
It's not specifically means to read book, but you can also read people, environment, that's why the letter is bacha, that's cool.
Yes, and so what do you
hear? Yeah, interesting. And because you said that this library is created and fostered between, it started with your friends who are also writers, and I believe so that you're also a writer. Can you share your most memorable reading experience? Maybe your favorite books, or one of the books that kind of changed your life, and why does it stand out? Library, and yeah, and content to go to your library.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. We also have coffee, we also have proper food, soft winter, and burgers.
Oh, wow. Okay. Finally, we have the last question. We're in the last question now. I want to ask you, Gandhi, what do you think? And if you could, what would you like to deliver to the younger audience or the younger people in Indonesia, which we are currently facing an urgency in literacy? What do you want to say to the younger audience or maybe a message for them?
Well, what I can say is look into yourself. Do not disturb by the noise. And to be able to do this, you must find what thing that most interesting for you. What is your passion? What moves you? And you can find this by unplugging. Read more books, physical books.
So read more books. Through that, you can unveil your passion.
Yeah, you can find a book that you love. You can find it from comic books even. Just from a few pages of books if you're finding it hard to concentrate. Because reading is also a skill. It's not something that comes naturally to us. It should be taught. It should be trained. So you start with picture books and then with a lesser text filled with pictures, but more text. And then you just go up and up. There's a level in reading.
Very, very
good. It's a skill. It's not a hobby. You have to have a willingness. It's like when you want to play guitar, you want to be able to play piano or drawing. It needs to be trained.
Interesting. Reading is a skill, not a hobby. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us on this afternoon BYU Talk. Big thanks to our speaker, Gandhi Wisnuwardhani Janis, for sharing her journey, her thoughts, and also ideas on reading and also the reading community in Indonesia. You can listen again to this BYU Talk. Thank you so much, Gandhi. You can listen again to this BYU Talk on our YouTube channel, BYU Official.
Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, BYU.id, and an app digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Chikurai.
before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in a teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm. The glass of tea is rotated clockwise over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Dia dah baca rebutan. So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just so that the tea touches the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, kali dah ditahan, tiga detik baru diminum. The Southeast Old Tradition is considered a medium for spreading the religious teachings. In fact, that Sunan Gunung Jati often used the Nyana tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, other steps of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu. So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Rotating the glass twice symbolize that life revolves around two things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma three times signifies that our intention works. An action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us. Water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see. Memberikan kebaikan-baikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Nyanis people themselves, is now being revived by Gaza through the Nyanis Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah, jadi the impact of the Nyanis Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanis. We actually have a tea drinking tradition, and it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public. Apresiasi masyarakat tentang minum teh.
Now, the Nyanis tradition is becoming increasingly well known, and it's important that this tradition can be preserved.
Yang first tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation. And our hopes for the future, as the Nyanit community, is to create a Nyanit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanit village. Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanit tuh, tapi ada kamu Nyanit juga.
Triangle.
Indonesia has raised the bar in implementing health protocols for guiding activities. Nothing is left to chance. So that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge yourself to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Explore the best and most exciting site in the world. Be prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too.
Escape from popular resorts to secluded beaches, tons of surfing spoils,